an animal charity, says cat owners need to take responsibility for the suffering their pets cause to wildlife. This is a wildlife hospital which has urged people to keep their cats inside, indoors, to stop what they describe as the daily slaughter and ecological disaster. The charity has also described the deaths of 37 birds in a single day as a horde of sacrifices to the cat gods. The animal psychologist, Dr. Roger Mugford, is with us. Good morning to you, Roger.
Good morning, Stephen. Yes, I'm with Anne-Marie on that.
Good morning, good morning. And the cat lover, John McCrae. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Absolute nonsense it is. Nonsense.
Well, this wildlife hospital is serious. Keep your cats indoors.
Well, the problem is it started with us. When I was in my patio having a lounge around with a glass, and the booby comes back from Primrose Hill and says, "Boy," she says, "look what I've found." And she had this tiny little kitten. So we called it Found. And absolutely, it was a wild cat she found on the top of Primrose Hill. So we got to know Found, and she clearly had not been domesticated or anything like that. She's only tiny. And about a year later, she came back in the house one day, and she had a little fledgling sparrow in her mouth, a tiny little thing, but it was still alive. So Booby sort of took it away and said, save the bird and everything like that. But we have a little sort of fountain in the middle of our patio, and the birds come, the sparrows and the tits and the robins come around and drink from it. And we try and keep a cat now called, because we used to have Burlington. That's gone now. It's called, I forget the wretched creature's name. We go and keep this cat, and we don't let it out when the birds are feeding. Obviously, we're careful about that. So we it's controlled. But you can't keep cats indoors all the time.
Well, this wildlife hospital then clarified her comments and said that, look, you can have them in an enclosure or on a harness.
Oh, it's ridiculous. You've got to be careful. So when they go out, you make sure the birds aren't about as much as you can, and you let them have freedom. Are you going to imprison cats because some birds are killed? It is terrible. There is nature.
Okay, Roger.
Nature goes on.
Your correspondent forgot the name of his own cat. He's obviously a great cat lover. Cats, only 3 months of the year in wildlife terms is really critical, and we're in the middle of it now. You know, fledglings will soon be leaving the nest. Even birds sitting on the nest are extremely vulnerable to predation. There are many predators, of course, and magpies would be probably top of the list. But cats are extremely capable hunters. 40-50% of cats are incredibly proficient at hunting. And I'm sorry, but wildlife really matters. I say the same for dog owners. Letting your dog disturb ground nesting birds at this time of the year in woods, forests, and moorland is also an irresponsible thing. You know, it's a privilege to own pets. It's not a right. And we've got to impose certain rules on dogs. We wouldn't walk a dog off the lead on a highway. Well, similarly, at this time of the year, don't let them run riot in forests. And
so what should be done?
Keep the cats indoors, or you can fence your garden so that the cats can't escape.
Keep the cats indoors. Keep the cat inside.
At the very least, during dusk and dawn, but ideally all day at this time.
All day for 3 months of the year.
Oh, well, they don't have to have it. There are probably about a third of all the cats in the country anyway are indoor cats anyway, because people have taken a view that cats are so liable to being hit by cars. It's a very dangerous world out there for cats. So you can also comfort yourself by you're probably giving your cat a better quality of life and avoiding it having an early death as on the road. But at the same time, do something about wildlife. In New Zealand, Australia,
is it natural for cats to be kept inside for three months?
No.
Is it natural for cats to be living with people, you know, as pets? But if we do keep them as pets, we have certain responsibilities to control their predatory instincts.
John?
Farmers have had all the stick from the RSPB and so on. It's time that we diverted our attention from just farmers with a sort of monocultural approach to agriculture and focus on the real killers, which are cats.
John?
Who is this chat we're talking to?
He's an animal psychologist.
Is he a prison officer? Does he want to keep cats indoors and they are under house arrest, that they can't go out and be natural? This is absolutely, that is cruelty on a massive scale. It doesn't allow nature to take its place. Of course, you're careful where they go. You do your best. We love our birds out on the patio. But my cat, Gertrude, by the name, is a name called Gertrude. Gertie, we call her. Booby calls her Gertrudels. But she goes out. She's a calico cat. And she goes out. And she's we make sure that the birds aren't there at the time. But this chap here wants to imprison cats. What on earth have we got here? Well, I know we've got a police state and a nanny state, but this is absurd. This man should be locked up for what he's saying about cruelty to animals.
Stephen, I've got very thick skin, so that's okay. I don't mind.
Locked up? He wants to lock you up now, for goodness sake.
Many, farcical. My wife would say the same thing. But no, I'm on the side of all nature. I'm also love animals of all sorts. And the thing about keeping pets like cats and dogs is they introduce us to the wild world out there. We can't keep tigers, lions and elephants in our room. We have dogs and cats, and it's a privilege. And they take us out into the wild, but we've got to have them under control for their own sake and certainly for the sake of wildlife at this time of the year. Later on, again, autumn, winter, it really doesn't matter. The significance of predation is very minimal. But there are also a number of devices that you can go online, an ultrasonic beeper, that when the cat jumps, lunges for its prey, then it sets off a little distracting noise, and that's a simple collar-worn thing that's quite harmless to the cat. You can also put claw covers on cats so that they can't grab hold of their prey. But and in America, what they do is they take the claws off, which is cruel.
Here's Pat in Ballygassoon. Ballygassoon, or whatever.
Ballygassoon, Stephen, Ballygassoon.
Where is that?
It's not Armagh, but between Armagh and Portadown, near Loughgall.
Right.
There you are.
Go ahead, Pat. Good morning.
No, you know, you're all the contributors there talking about the modern methods of controlling the cat with,
yes,
with beepers and whatever, okay? Just my own experience here, there's a neighbour here did some time back, at least 20 years ago, had a cat that was, that was a very determined hunter, and cats are really divided into hunters and those that'll hunt and those that couldn't be made to hunt, yeah?
Right.
But he got a bell for it.
I don't like cats.
What?
I don't like cats.
You know?
No.
Well, if there's cat people and there's dog people, and suppose are you a dog man?
Yes, I would love a wee Cocker Spaniel.
Right. Well, if you get a wee Cocker Spaniel, you'll never be wanting for exercise, because they're dogs that need winnicle, that need walk and work. Anyway, listen, the thing about
the man to do that.
He got a bell for this cat.
Right.
And the bell worked for a while. But the cat learned to walk and stalk without ringing the bell.
No.
Absolutely. They're intelligent animals, and that's what she learned to do. The bell. See, it's no good.
How could the cat stop the bell ringing?
Just walks, learns to walk and stalk very carefully. The only time the bell's going to ring is when she's pouncing. Then it's too late.
I should put one of these on Vinny. Stuart and Clogher. Morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Stuart.
Good morning to your two contributors as well as yourself. Listen, I want to tell you a wee short story.
Yes.
Listen, I'm a cat owner. He's Tom. His name's Tom. He's a tomcat. Yeah. And he was bought. He's a purebred. To give him his proper title, I think he's a British Blue. Lovely cat. It was bought as a house cat, but unfortunately, way back one time he got out. And once the cat gets used to getting out, they want out all the time. We put the bell on him, and he's been neutered, so he's not going to have any. He's not going to produce. He's not going to produce them, but he's not going
to. We should do this to Vinny too.
Well, that's well. the way I look at it is that. I'll just get to cut the chase with the story here.
Yes.
I was driving into my driveway, into the housing estate, and I seen Tom. Tom was outside. He was down in his sort of hunting pose. I knew rightly that something was going on here. And I seen a wee scaldy. I suppose that's the name I put on him. He must have fell out of the nest, he or she. And it's still living. So straight away, I grabbed Tom. Tom wanted to get... He wanted to go for the board. That was his instinct. He grabbed me in the arm. I got him into the house. The wife gave him a wee, she gave him a wee telling off. She doesn't like boards getting killed either. Into the house, we went to him, lifted the wee scaldy, put him up in my hand, got him into a wee shovel, got the neighbour's ladders, and we gave him a wee bit of a water out of a bottle cap first, and put him back into the nest, under the spouting on the next door. That's where he fell out of, obviously tried to take flight, but fell to the ground. You know what I mean?
My goodness.
I'm just saying, listen, I'm a cat owner. I love cats. I love dogs as well. But I'm pro-life. I don't like to see any animal. I don't like to see any wee bird. And if I can help it, I can try and stop Tom. Tom has a bell. I don't know about that story where the cats know. They do know the bell's
on
there.
I think there's some people asking questions about Dr. Roger Mugford this morning as well. For example, Gronya writes to us and she says, Stephen, I'm not a fan of cats, says Gronya. But that man Mugford saying keep cats indoors for 3 months to prevent sacrifices to the cat gods has made me laugh. I'm not sure, Roger, that you actually said that, but you supported the notion behind it.
Yes, I do. You've got to find a way that is the compromise for the best welfare of your cat and also for wildlife. And if there's a conflict, I put wildlife ahead of cats at this time of the year because they're so vulnerable. And you know, everyone who's called in is obviously, and Tom's owner, definitely an animal lover in all respects. The fledglings are so vulnerable. Indeed, sitting birds on their nests are extremely vulnerable at this time of the year. And small changes in our behaviour and control of cats can make a big difference to wildlife.
Here's Liz in Green Island. Morning, Liz.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Stephen, my problem is,
I have many problems.
The odd bird has been killed in my garden, but my problem with the neighbour's cats is fouling in my garden.
What?
They do their business in my garden, and I have a vegetable patch out the back, and they quite like to do it in there as well.
Oh, do they?
And it's very annoying.
And what, you have to go, oh, for goodness sake, you have to go and clean all that up.
I do indeed.
No, you say I wouldn't be doing that.
Well, I have to. There's nobody else to do it. So, I mean, if I see a cat, I'll chase it. You know, I mean, I wouldn't do it any harm, the critter any harm, but it's just to get it away to... But you can't tell a cat to go do its business in its own garden.
I can assist there, Stephen, if I may.
But yes.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing is to invest in that English Springer Spaniel or a Jack Russell, that will make it, zone prohibited for cats to enter. But I mean, the thing is, cats like to defecate on freshly dug over soil, so vegetable gardens are extremely attractive.
Why do they like to do that in freshly dug over soil?
Because of this time of year, you disturb fungi, mycelia in the soil, and that creates a nice ammoniacal smell, and cats are very attracted to this. And also, they like to dig a hole and keep their paws clean. So get your neighbours to join in gardening like you do your gardening, madam.
And I'll go to them.
And he'll stay home with them, but otherwise invest in a little dog that'll chase the dog and do the work for you.
That might not be a bad idea.
Really, we've got a very unnaturally high cat populations in many of our towns and cities, and it's actually bad for cat welfare because cats are used to having big territories in nature. Over 1-2 square miles, and, you know, they have 1 or 2 square metres at the moment.
Here's Kathleen in Antrim. Morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm okay today. I'm going tenting today, I'm going somewhere. I haven't decided where, but as soon as this show's over, I'm going down south.
All right.
But I don't know where I'm going.
Right, and who are you taking with you?
Well, that's a secret.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What would you like to say, Kathleen?
What I want to say to you, don't you even consider getting an animal of any sort, even a fish in a bowl, because you are not in your house long enough to look after any animal, and an animal needs love and care and attention, and you can't just give it over to your mum or give it over to your friend or whatever. That is totally unfair to an animal, and you definitely shouldn't even consider anything, maybe a stuffed parrot or something.
So you don't think I deserve a wee shih tzu?
Absolutely not.
I want one, and I would get a man to walk one if I was too busy.
But that's not the point. You can get a man to walk one, but you have to be there for them. You have to give them love. They're not just to be sitting in a house and then somebody come and walk it out. You can't do it. It's not fair on the animal.
I'm just desperate.
You would be very, very selfish if you got an animal of any sort to save.
I'm just desperate for one. I want one.
Sorry?
I'm going to have to give up some jobs then in order to get a wee dog.
Absolutely. You're going to have to do a set number of hours, so yes. you're going to give that animal yes. a lot of time.
All right.
That's very unfair.
Kathleen, thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. John McCrick and yes, John?
Just wanted to say, that earlier lady who wrote about that man Mugford.
Yes.
I call him that man Mugford. What's he going on? He's advocating cats have their claws taken out. Now, how desperately cruel can you get?
Roger, I need to let you reply to that, but very quickly. Very quickly, Roger.
No, I did not. Sorry, sir, but I did not say that. I said in America...
You brought the subject up, and the claw's been taken out.
In America, it's considered a very normal procedure.
Yeah, okay. Like you.
All right. All right. We're not doing this at the end, because we're out of time. Thank you very much, Roger.
All the best.
Thank you, John. Morning to you.